Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Adam Hogue says...
Adam Hogue, Bears Insider.
What's up, everyone? My name's Adam Hogue. This is the CHGO Bears Podcast.
Host of the Hogue and Johns Podcast.
Glad he didn't do this because Tyrique Stevenson, you know, among all players, needs to keep things in the lines of the field. But if Tyrique Stevenson, after he ripped it out and they handed it to Matt Eberflus, like, here's your takeaway.
Adam Hogue.
Adam Hoagie or Hogue, excuse me, I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
I love the music. I love the person we're talking to. He's awesome. He is a White Sox fan. So I guess the question, what about the White Sox, really applies to Adam Hogue earlier today from one of our texters. He joins us now. He is the host of the Hogue and Johns podcast on CHGO. He's also part of the CHGO Bears coverage. And he's just a good Bears talker, and occasionally he will be a high school special teams coach. He's a man for all seasons. He is Adam Hogue, and he joins us on our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Adam, what is your confidence level, at least after what you saw in the Cowboys game, for the Bears going into this Raiders game?
It's pretty high, actually. It's I think it depends what we're talking about. You know, confidence level of the win the game is a little bit different than confidence level that I think they can keep some of this offensive momentum going. I feel better about that part of it. You know, kind of removing the Bears defense from the equation for a second. I think from a matchup standpoint, the Raiders defense has a number of holes, and one of those holes being something the Bears have been really good at so far this season, which is throwing the ball deep. They've been doing it actually more than any other team in the league, which is incredible to think about. They lead the league in deep ball percentage, and Caleb's EPA on that is actually 11th in the league. So that's showing some improvement, too, that his deep ball accuracy is improving. And I think when you look at this matchup, there's going to be opportunities to continue to take those shots downfield. So I think as long as he's doing those things we've seen better in the last couple of weeks, which is, you know, get one of its pass protection, which we can get to in a second, because that might be a little concerning. But if he can get his feet set, lined up with his target, and get that accuracy going, then there's going to be opportunities for some big plays in this game against the Raiders.
Adam, my belief is simple in this one. It's just a matter of whoever can run the football and stop the run is going to win the game. And I think the Bears have a decided advantage in being able to do those things based on what the Raiders have not been able to do and what the Bears are continuing to try to establish as far as their running game.
Well, look, I mean, the Bears rushing EPA is 30th, which is not good. The good news is the Raiders rushing EPA is 32nd. So they're one of two teams. They're one of two teams worse than the Bears so far this season in running the football. And I know that it's been a big storyline for both teams this week and getting that going. The Bears had a big meeting on Monday where they looked at, you know, every aspect of the run game and how they could be better. And you know, my colleague Adam Johns wrote about that today on allchgo.com. So, you know, I think there's room for improvement this week. I think this Raiders defense is it's fine. It's not good. It's not great. It's you know, but I guess my point is I could see the Bears being a little bit better running the football this week. I would hope they would be after spending so much time on it as an emphasis this week. But at the same time, we haven't seen a ton of evidence that it's all of a sudden just going to click just because. But on the other side of it, you know, I think the Raiders have the better running back, but they have not. Their offensive line's been a mess. Right. I mean, they can't protect Geno Smith, and they haven't been opening up holes for Ashangenti at all. So I guess it comes down to how much you trust what the Bears did last week against the Cowboys to carry over. Because I don't know. I still saw Javonte Williams break loose a number of times. So it would not shock me if Ashangenti has a couple, you know, pretty big significant runs in this football game.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And Adam Hoge is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Let's get to the protection piece, Hoge. I know you mentioned that. And what the Bears are going to do if Darnell Wright is unavailable. How comfortable do you feel if it is Theo Benedet filling in at right tackle this week?
Well, I'd feel more comfortable if Max Crosby wasn't opposite of him, where he usually lines up on the left side of the Raiders defensive line. He's more, you know, you're going to see him on the left side way more than the right. And so that's usually going up against the right tackle. Look, the Bears were going to have a Max Crosby problem regardless, because he's one of those guys that can wreck games regardless of who your right tackle is. But then when you realize that Darnell Wright was, you know, had a right elbow injury, which is that outside arm that he needs to be able to extend and punch with, that was concerning. What was interesting about that, if Darnell Wright's able to go, I don't know if you guys have brought this up yet, but 2 years ago when the Raiders were in Chicago, Darnell Wright had a left shoulder injury and played that game basically one-armed against Max Crosby. And he was a rookie, and he played really, really well. Now, that's the opposite arm, obviously, left shoulder versus right elbow. Yeah. But that is kind of a weird coincidence, yeah. I guess, and not a good one, that Darnell Wright's already done this one-armed against Max Crosby before in his career. Now, so far he hasn't practiced. We'll see what it looks like today. But the original question was Theo Benedet. You know, Theo's a great story. And as much as we can look at this glass half empty and be like, well, what the hell? Ozzie Trapillo was your second-round pick. Shouldn't he be the guy starting at right tackle? The reality is that glass half full, Theo Benedet's come on really strong, and he's answered the bell every time they've asked him to do anything. Now, it's a small sample size of real NFL snaps through 3 weeks, and this is a much different matchup going up against Max Crosby. But I guess I feel somewhat optimistic that it won't be a disaster, you know, that they can, that Ben Johnson and Dan Roschar are going to come up with ways to help. Because they're going to have to do that regardless, whether it's a one-armed Darnell Wright or a two-armed Theo Benedet.
Wow.
You're going to need help over there on the right side.
With all the two-arm football players.
I mean, at least somebody has two arms in this scenario. That's one-arm good guy. To know.
This is why Grody wore the fugitive t-shirt today. I get it now.
Ah, it's all coming together. It really is. I want to throw this out there to everybody, though. Are we overlooking the fact that perhaps Theo Benedet, I know when you're building the actives and inactives list, that you've already decided this is going to be the dedicated backup. But do you also think that maybe just because it was the right tackle that went down in the game last week, Darnell Wright went down momentarily, as you just discussed, you think there's a chance Ozzie Trapillo is actually active this time around because that is his his college position anyway? Like, is that a possibility here?
Well, I think you're on to something, Layla, in that that was my same thinking, that it's just Theo had a better chance to be the swing tackle because he can play both sides. And so earlier in the week, I would have thought that. But the thing is we're not allowed to see all of practice, but we are, from what we have been able to see this week, it looks like Theo's the next guy up. Now, unless they're just pulling that over our heads, and then as soon as the media go away, they switch it. You know, I guess that's theoretically possible. But, you know, to this point, it's not just what we've seen this week. It's what we saw in training camp too. I mean, Theo seems like he's that next guy, and that's how you do this. You create competition. You ideally strip away draft status, and you just go off of who looks better right now, who gives us a better chance to win right now. And I think from what we've seen, Grody, unless you disagree with me at all, like, I think what we've seen since the start of training camp, and I don't think any of us would have thought this 2 months ago, but Theo Benedet has earned this spot and this opportunity to be that next guy.
He is, and I'll tell you what, Adam, throughout the whole process, while I didn't necessarily like the idea that an undrafted free agent was looking better than your second-round pick, I was happy that they were in earnestly having an open competition instead of kind of knowing, wink, wink, who they want,
I thought that at first, I thought Benedet was kind of a prop, like kind of like motivate these guys. But yeah. I think you're right. Like they look at it and they ideally they probably don't like the fact that they're looking at an undrafted guy as being better. But if he is, he is. And I don't know that we would have seen this with many coaching staffs.
Right. And I think it's a credit to development, which is something, you know, regardless of how the season goes, guys, with this new regime, we have to look at who gets developed and how much development is happening, because it's almost like we're not used to that in this town. And so we're like stunned when somebody suddenly gets better.
Such a great point.
But this is how this is supposed to work. Like yeah. you're supposed to draft and develop. There's a second part to that. It's not just draft and then plug these guys in and you get what you get. It's you're supposed to make these guys better. And that can happen during the season. It's not like you just are who you are at week one. No, I mean, good football teams, good football programs peak later in the year, peak in December and January because of that development that's going on, and development can trump injuries. So you're every team deals with injuries, but it's the teams that can get better throughout the season and the guys that take advantage of the guys that go down and step up and play better. And another example of that right now that is crucial to the rest of the season is Tyreek Stevenson. It's not good that Jalen Johnson's out, but Tyreek Stevenson was drafted high. He's supposed to be a dude in year three. And so if he does what he did last week, which was really, really encouraging, and keeps that going, that's the type of development with a new coaching staff that you want to bank on and say, hey, this is real. Now all of a sudden, this dude's somebody you want to extend and keep around here for a long time.
This is a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
Adam Hogue joining us here on Raheem Harrison Grody, the CHGO Bears host and the Hogue and Johns podcast. Adam, you were just talking about injuries and everything else. Look at the defensive side of the ball. Stevenson we know about, but looking at where Kyler Gordon and TJ Edwards are not, which is on the practice field, safe to say that they're just going to, you know, hold them out and the new goal is Washington for those guys?
Yeah, I would think so. This is where you kind of got to read between the lines of how they're handling the situation. But the fact that neither of these guys were placed on injured reserve is always an indication that they don't think it's something that's going to keep you out a minimum of 4 weeks. So that would lead you to believe that there is a chance, if not a likelihood, that one or both of those guys returns following the bye week. You know, until we see them actually show up on an injury report where they're practicing, I don't think you hold out much hope that they're going to play this week. But with the bye week coming and the fact that they haven't been put on injured reserve, hopefully they both can come back for Washington. I will say this. I did see Kyler in the locker room for quite a long time yesterday. I think that's kind of a good sign. TJ, I just saw walking through a hallway at some point. But we it's they miss them. They miss both these guys, and I would say they especially miss Kyler Gordon. Kind of in a matchup like this too with Brock Bowers. I mean, Brock Bowers, he 2 weeks ago, if you watched Monday Night Football against the Chargers, Brock Bowers looked really hurt. He did not look like he was moving well. And then last week, you turn on the Commanders tape, and he looked a lot better. So you give that another week, and the fact he's full go on their injury report, I think Brock Bowers is going to be a big problem on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were talking about it yesterday, Adam, because we had discussed Jake Ferguson's success. Olin referred to him as check down Charlie. We referred to, but either way, regardless of how you talk about it, like Jake Ferguson had a massive amount of catches last week. So it would make sense defensively if that's the same profile that could happen for Bowers this week.
Yeah. And I wonder what Dennis Allen's going to have up his sleeve to kind of stop this. You know, we've seen them get exotic, a bunch of dime looks in training camp. Is that something you turn to in this game? They've used Daniel Hardy as a Sam linebacker who's sort of walking up to the line of scrimmage and playing defensive end, which is what he originally was with the Bears. So he's sort of in this hybrid role. It doesn't really matter what position though, whether I'm talking about a safety or a linebacker, a hybrid linebacker, defensive end. This is where you wish you had Kyler Gordon, somebody like that, that can maybe match up. I guess Jaquan Brisker coming down. Like somebody's got to be able to cover Brock Bowers. I'm not really sure who it is just staring at the roster right now.
Yeah, no doubt. What was your thoughts and scouting report on Ashton Gentry when he came out of college? Were you with everybody else that he he was terrific.
Yeah. There's no question. And honestly, it's weird. He hasn't done much so far this season. But I was watching the tape against the Commanders, and like he had like this one outside run where he bounced and made a guy miss, and he only picked up like, I don't know, 7 or 8 yards because there wasn't much there, and there's a second level of the defense to get him out of bounds. But just even the way he was moving and the way he bounced outside and slipped a tackle, like the ability's still there. I don't think this has been an Ashton Jeanty problem so far early on in the season. I think it's been more of a Raiders offense and specifically offensive line problem. Another indication of that is they're the opposite of the Bears. If you look at their run tendencies, the Bears are towards the last in the league in running inside runs. Everything's been to the outside. We know that's a tendency of DeAndre Swift.
Yep.
The Raiders have been the opposite. They're still trying to get the ball in the A and the B gaps, and they just haven't had a ton of success of it. But we know Ashton Jeanty is willing and able and wants to do that. So he's a tough runner. If he gets some daylight, I think he's going to look really good potentially in this game. And I also think Ben Johnson really likes Ashton Jeanty. I think if he had fallen to the Bears, there's a good chance he would have been a Bear.
Yeah, following up on the Ashton Jeanty thing, I think this is the week where this defensive line can get things done. How much confidence do you have in them on the interior specifically?
Well, that goes back to injuries, right? Grady Jarrett did not practice the last 2 days. He seems to be willing to fight through this knee issue he's dealing with, but I also don't know that it's something that's just going to miraculously disappear after the bye week. So that's a big question mark. You know, Jervon Dexter's in that same conversation as I brought up earlier with Tyree Stevenson. He's somebody that's got to continue to develop and be a guy that this team can rely on each and every week. Now, I think we've seen some of that development. He's supplanted Andrew Billings as the starter, but they're both playing, and they need both to play, and they need Billings to be able to clog up two gaps, especially in a game like this against Ashton Jeanty. So I feel okay about the defensive line, but I still there were too many open gaps last week against the Cowboys when they were trying to run the ball, and so I think Dennis Allen had a lot of work to do in that area this week too to get the run defense where it needs to be.
Agreed. Adam Hoge, thanks as always for your time, your insight, and unfortunately some really, really scary stats. So thanks for those as well.
Yeah, sorry. I'll try to bring less scary stats.
The EPA on the run game was gross. We need to know it.
Yep. That's a White Sox numbers. White Sox stats.
Yeah, you are the Sox fan. How are you feeling about the season overall?
The number is 100. I get it, Adam.
Yeah, I feel great. Oh, I mean, what's their? Yeah, no. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
So you said scary truth, and then Grody had to make it about the White.
There's only so much a man can
Layla
take.
Started it.
Yeah. Sure, I did.
Yeah,
she did. Adam, thanks as always. We appreciate the time.
Bye, guys. Have a good weekend.
See you.
That was Adam Hoge. You can check his workout on CHGO and the Hoge and Johns podcast. And it's a great time to mention, by the way, since the Bears are playing the Vegas Raiders, Spiegel and Holmes are live from Circa in Las Vegas for a three-hour show following today's...
A three-hour tour.
Yes. And hopefully it is a three-hour tour of sports following today's Cubs postgame show, where they better win. Cubs... They'll be on again tomorrow, Spiegel and Holmes, for a special show from 11 to 12:45 Saturday from the pool, and then Monday from 2 to 6 with full reaction to the Bears and Raiders game. That is Spiegel and Holmes from Circa in Las Vegas, right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. We got to keep this flow going. It's a massive weekend for wagertainment. I think Marshall should ask Joe Ostrowski about his six-leg parlay he mentioned to us yesterday.
That was good, man. That was
we
got to
follow up on it with Joe.
You made us think.
It's also a huge weekend, as we know, in college football. Yes, I am talking to the Illini facing USC. So we'll do it all with Joe Ostrowski next on Rahimi Harrison Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
That's a lot of value on a very talented team.
Getting you ready for your wagertainment weekend.
The public's been killing the books.
Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
On The Score. Score.
We could not live without Joe Ostrowski. How would I schedule my weekend? What would I know what to do? How would I know what games to watch? All of this is very important, and that's why we have him on. Joe Ostrowski is the host of BetMGM Game Day Sunday, 7 to 10 a.m. right here on 670 The Score. A listener told me he gave me a shout-out, so I got to ask him about that. Bet Sweats is weekdays starting at 8 a.m. on the BetMGM Network, and he is at Joe Ostrowski on X. He also joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Yeah, so I guess before we get into anything, I had a little birdie tell me that you mentioned us on the pregame show. What'd they say, Joe?
Yeah, what did I say? I don't remember.
Okay.
It's all a blur. It's very early in the morning. The show starts at like 8 a.m. or something. I don't even remember.
Oh, yeah. I black out all the time. I'm like, I don't know what I said 5 minutes ago, man. Like,
yeah. It was a question. A question was posed to me, I think, the exact question that you asked when we were previewing the Bears game. So I think it was in reference to our conversation that we had last Friday, but I don't recall what it was.
And then I was really confident about the over, and that was silly.
But it wasn't silly, right? This is what bettors do when they talk themselves into not feeling so terrible. That was supposed to hit. Would they have 38 points in the first half? Like, and how many times were the Cowboys in the red zone? One time with a backup quarterback, and you have an interception a couple of times. It was supposed to hit. It just didn't go the right way. But, yeah, after that, how long was that drive? 10 minutes of game time for the Bears?
954, yeah.
That's when you get, you know, like, uh-oh. Everybody had that over ticket. Like, oh, that's not what I want. That's not, you know, one possession almost taking up a whole quarter. That is not good for overs.
Joe Ostrowski's segment is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4 Seasons. And before we get into what I think you need to judge, which is a parlay, I want to ask you about the weekend in college football, because number one, I don't know how wagerable it is. USC taking on Illinois. It's Illinois' homecoming. It's 21 versus 23. Kind of surprising the Illini retained their ranking after the game against Indiana. But what are you paying attention to? LSU's taking on Ole Miss. There are some decent games here.
Oh, there's some great ones. Oregon, Penn State, Bama, Georgia, USC, Illinois isn't too bad. LSU, yeah, that LSU Ole Miss game is kind of flying under the radar with everything going on there. You might remember last week when it came to Illinois, Indiana, I was saying the line keeps moving the other way. People are betting Illinois, but it's going the other way. And that thing was over in like 5 minutes. Like that's what it felt like this week. They're getting healthier, at least. They were missing everybody in the secondary last week. So outside of Scott, they are getting healthier. If you have any pride, you at least show up this week. Illini team that was getting a lot of hype this year, people excited early on, and then just fell completely on their face in front of the country. They are a 6.5 to 7 point home underdog to USC. Tough matchup. Another high-profile offense, and they haven't been tested much. So far, USC clearly the better team, but I don't have a bet on it. I'm very interested to see what Bielema gets out of this team after getting embarrassed like that.
Joe, I've been doing quite well in the wagering game of late because I place these $1 bets live active, you know, plus 1,200 for an extra base hit, stuff like that. But you know what? I decided to just let it all hang out and bet 10 whole dollars on this parlay. Tell me your thoughts. It's plus 19,788. Those are the odds. Caleb Williams, 4,000 regular season passing yards. Caleb Williams, 30 regular season passing touchdowns. DJ Moore, 6 receiving touchdowns. Roma Dunze, 10 receiving touchdowns. Roma Dunze, 1,000 yards receiving. And Colston Loveland, 750 yards receiving. Your thoughts?
Okay, the Caleb stuff, as long as he stays healthy, it should get there. The 4,000, they want it to happen, right? So if it's within reason, if it's within range, they're going to try and make sure at the end of the season, assuming like a playoff spot isn't on the line, that he's going to get there. I don't have a problem with it. And if you're going to have explosive games like last week, I think this game could set up to one of those Caleb games where he has at least three passing touchdowns. I don't mind either of those. DJ Moore might get kind of close. It'll be interesting. Like, is he going to be that wide receiver too? It certainly seems like that's going to be the case moving forward. The Rome stuff, I kind of laughed out loud when I looked at his stats and what he's on pace to do right now. He's on pace for 23 touchdowns this year. So I was like, whoa. Yeah, we know that's not going to happen, but I like that. And then this last leg, Colston Loveland, I don't know who that is. Can you help me out?
Who is that? You know, that's an appropriate response since he's missed both days of practice so far this week. Listen,
that's a tough one, man.
He's a guy that was taken above Tyler Warren, and he's got some ground to make up on Tyler Warren. But I believe he can get to 750. Here's what I'm thinking, Joe. Just three great games, three 100-yard games, and he's right there in the mix.
Yeah, that's what he's going to have to get. And the part that scares me is typically tight ends, year one, you see the struggles. Now, there have been outliers in recent years, but that's the part that worries me. But outside of that, I mean, the Rome stuff, having two Rome legs in there, like that looks really smart right now.
Also, I did the same exact parlay, not quite the odds, but I just took out the Colston Loveland and the DJ Moore part.
Okay.
So, yeah, that
all
one,
right.
Yeah. And we know your partner, man. Sammy P does love him some Roma Dunze. And
he does.
He saves the ferocity for DJ Moore. Joe O, I want to ask you about Cubs MLB odds, but I want to let everybody know here that according to Paul Sullivan on Twitter, he says of the Chicago Tribune, Tucker DHing and hitting fourth. Santana optioned and going to Arizona complex and will be on taxi squad in playoffs. He also says, does Paul Sullivan, that council said Horton is progressing and they're comfortable, quote, comfortable moving forward with him.
And our breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
And I don't know if that will change anything that is in the Cubs MLB odds right now, Joe O.
Yeah, I mean, what does that mean? Like, is he good?
They really want Kyle Tucker to hit. Really?
Yes. The Cubs are 16-1 for the World Series, and like it's as it still stands. I didn't check today. Most likely, it's going to be them and the Padres, right? Like in the wild card round.
Yeah, that's locked in. It's just a matter of where, and the magic number's down to two for the Cubs to clinch.
I really want them to play at home too, since we're doing this.
Yes, of course. 16-1, that is also the exact same number that the odds have on the San Diego Padres. So, yeah, the Cubs are in that 16-1 range. Phillies, Dodgers, basically co-favorites. Now the Mariners are third, meaning they have the shortest number in the American League, but it's close with the Yankees. Really bunched up at the very top there. But, it's Cubs, Padres. That just tells me, no matter what, because home field in baseball doesn't mean what it does in some other sports, it tells me that once we get that series, it's probably going to be a coin flip. That's how they're viewing it. It's probably going to go the full three games for that series. So 16-1, your number on the Cubs.
Okay, good to know. And then also, you know, since we are talking about Cade Horton, anything change regarding other postseason accolades that you'd noted?
Yes. One. Horton looks good, by the way. He's like a minus 300 favorite, somewhere in that range.
For National League Rookie of the Year, just so we're on the same page.
Correct. And there is one where the favorite changed this week. And it's the closest race. And I think there's a chance it could change again before season closeout on Sunday. That is AL MVP. When Cal Raleigh hit number 60, he became the favorite, flipping with Judge. So now Raleigh is the favorite for the AL MVP.
All right, Joe, here's the deal. And we had a long conversation, those of us who are in the studio. 500, plus 500, that's where I took Cal Raleigh to win the American League MVP. I couldn't deal with the stress anymore, Joe, of my measly $10 bet. So I cashed out at $28 because I was like, I don't want to lose my $10. I'm just going to take the $28. I get it. Aaron Judge hit two home runs. Kyle Raleigh responded with two home runs of his own on the same day. But I was like, I'm out. Just give me my money. Let me just go about living my merry life. Was I wrong not to hold on to the $10 bet and get ready to cash out for the $500 or excuse me, the $50 winning?
So this morning on Bet Sweats, we do this segment called Friday Feels. Like, what are you feeling going into the weekend?
Ooh.
I like this.
And my Friday feels was that, you know what? Yankees win this division. They could get the one seed. If Judge is the reason, he's going to win this award. The first thing they look at is WAR. He's almost a full win ahead of Raleigh in F WAR. In B WAR, he's two full wins above. We can get to 10.0 F WAR with Judge this weekend. And you get the New York market involved as well.
Right.
And now 62 is the magic number. If he gets 62, it's going to Raleigh. If he hits two homers this weekend, that's what's going to happen. But yeah, I'm feeling it's going to flip again. And so I don't think that's a bad idea. Judge is plus 185 right now for the MVP. It doesn't mean I'm right. It's just what I'm thinking.
There you go. What are your Friday feels on Bears Raiders?
I'm feeling that the over will hit in this game.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's these two teams are quite similar, whether we want to admit it or not. Neither team has much of a run game to speak of.
You're
there
right.
are questions on the offensive line. There's nobody in the secondary. We got brand new regimes in both of these scenarios. Uh-huh. And I think the betting market kind of agrees with it because they made the Raiders a one-point favorite. And, you know, home field doesn't mean a ton, especially in Vegas where you always have the road team traveling. We know there's going to be a ton of Bears fans there. And so it's probably a point and a half for home field. And they're saying like the Bears and Raiders are pretty darn even. So yeah, I don't know. It's a coin toss game, but I think there's going to be some scoring. Those two quarterbacks combined for 7 touchdowns, no interceptions last Sunday. And with these matchups, it wouldn't surprise me if that were to happen again. Hogue was hinting at it, and I think he's spot on. It seems like Bowers is healthy now. And his prop is 56.5 after a couple of 38-yard games.
I'm teasing it.
Wouldn't surprise me if he just blows past that number of 56.5.
Yeah, you know what? In fact, they're so similar that you don't want to hear what Brad Biggs had to say about the two teams' records since what 2020 or 2021. He said it this morning on the morning show with Mully and Haw. It was it made you realize that organizationally in the past at least 5 or 4 years, the Bears and Raiders have been pretty similar, so that was a sobering moment for me as well.
Well, George, don't get that haircut, please.
Yeah, wow. There's that. That's for sure. Joe Ostrowski, we appreciate your time every Friday. Thanks for joining us on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Thanks, Joe.
Have a great weekend.
See you, Joe.
That was Joe Ostrowski. You can hear him on BetMGM Game Day Sunday from 7 to 10 a.m. right here on 670 The Score. Coming up next for halftime, we are doing a pregame show today, basically. So we got to get our predictions in for Bears and Raiders. Everybody ready?
Bears.
I'm ready.
Robbie, Ray, you guys ready?
Robbie.
Bears, yeah.
Is Robbie Ray ready?
Oh, yeah.
Robbie Ray. Bob Tree. Bob Tree. Where's Bob Tree today? Oh, there he is, Bob Tree.
Okay, I'm right here.
Yeah, is
right
it there. Robbie or is it Bob Tree? I feel like Bob Tree is the alter ego.
Yeah. Text in. Let us know.
It's a Friday. It's a Bob Tree day.
Let him go. He's got the Lions on his mind.
Oh, wait, somebody called Tigers. Us a moron, but I can't tell football who because all it says is you are a moron. All right, so that guy's in. Let's do it next on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
the Raheem Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What does it mean to be named NFC Offensive Player of the Week?
It's Wednesday now, and it's time to move on and focus on the Raiders. And obviously, we got a tall task at hand with, like we talked about with Max and, you know, those defensive players. You know, that was a good moment we had on last Sunday, and it's time to move on to Raiders.
Yeah, he's saying all the right things. But I think it's pretty cool that Caleb Williams got NFC Player of the Week as a quarterback. This is Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. And this is prediction time because we're getting you ready for Cubs baseball. That comes your way at 12:45. We're getting you ready for the first game of the series against the Cardinals, the last home series of the regular season. In the meantime, it is prediction time. I have trouble, guys, trying to hammer this one down. Because while I think the Bears are going to win, the score is getting to me. Not the radio station.
Okay.
That gets to me every day, all the time. I mean the score of the game. Because I keep thinking to myself, self, the team that runs the ball the most is going to win in this one. And unfortunately, the weakness is pretty obvious. Not only do the Bears have trouble running the ball, they have trouble defending the run. So this is a possible get-right game for Ash and Jenty and them on the other side. Do I still think the Bears are going to win? Yes. 28-21, Bears.
We got to win.
That's a win. My turn. So the Raiders, they are struggling and trending in the wrong direction. The Bears, they have struggled but are now trending in the right direction.
Interesting.
Ashton Jeanty, as we have mentioned on this program, has 144 yards rushing this season. He also has 145 yards after contact, which means they touch him early on and in the backfield. It is an insane stat, but for the Bears' purposes, it is also an amazing opportunity. Dennis Allen's defense should take advantage up front and make the Raiders one-dimensional. It should be a Bears road win. Bears 27, Raiders 17.
Whoa, whoa, wait. Whoa. Geno Smith has like 8 billion yards already.
He's about 17? To have some picks. He's about to have some picks.
Well,
you think Tremaine Edmonds does it again?
I don't know if it's going to be Tremaine. It might be that dude, Jaquan Brisker.
Maybe Noah Sewell.
It might be Noah Sewell.
I keep championing
him.
You
think Noah Sewell's going to get a pick? He's getting a lot of tackles.
I mean, yeah, he's been a tackles machine. Maybe.
Machine?
Maybe.
He's been a tackles machine?
Machine.
Somebody had to do it.
Tyreek's getting a turnover of some kind this week.
Oh, my. Okay, I'm going to start writing this stuff down. I know that's typically Robbie's responsibility.
Hey, what the hell?
Yeah, it's okay, Robbie.
What if we both write it down?
We're phasing you out, Robbie. Layla's got better penmanship.
I can't run a board
and host a show. This business is cruel.
I'm not saying Tyreek's going to be as good as he was last week, but I do think he comes up with a turnover.
Should we have handwriting contest? Should we see whose penmanship is better?
I will lose.
I am bad. I think yours is pretty good, Layla.
Yeah, because you filled that notebook. I have a really unhinged writing formation.
That is a
the way I hold my pen is odd.
Yeah, it's like Weider. Weider does that too. Weider has like the pinky at the top and like this kind of thing. Yeah,
insane.
It's very weird. Yeah, I think it's Weider.
The more and more I get to know about Dan, the more I worry that our brains and apparently also hands work the same.
Yeah, well,
am I Dan Weider?
That's why you were a seamless fill-in on the Take the North podcast.
TTN.
When we did it that one. By the way, Weedsy, if you're listening, Mark Potash needs you to give him a call. So I'm just directing traffic amongst the Bears beat here. Potsy's writing again.
If you're just tuning in, we started the day congratulating Mark Potash because his first and 10 was back on the Sun-Times 2 days ago. If you've just also tuned in, I was very much fooled by Potsy saying he had become the Bears historian on April Fool's. Dan laughed at it, Weeder. And then to double check, just because he's such a good jokester, Grody texted Mark Potash just to make sure it was legit. And now you've caught up.
Right. And I said congrats to him. And you're not caught up, actually, because I said congrats to him. And he said, he goes, thanks. What did I do? and that will put a close to the Mark Potash segment of the show. By the way, we got to have Potsy on sometime soon.
Yeah, we do.
So we could book that.
I really like his work. I just think we're better having him as a media contingent.
Oh,
so that's,
no doubt.
That's it, really.
No doubt. Is it
Wait,
my turn?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your turn.
My turn. I do think that
Ashton Jeanty is going to probably have his best game this week, because the Bears haven't exactly shown that they can stop the run. And I get it. Everybody's blaming the offensive line there. But I do think that he's going to get his. I also do think, man, like Layla was saying, like these two quarterbacks, they can both power the football. So I think you're going to see a lot of flinging of the football. No doubt both secondaries are tender right now.
Oh, tender. Whoa. I like that description.
How you like me now?
Yeah, well, Marshall used tenderizing for the White Sox a couple
weeks
ago.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Both of their secondaries are a little bit tender. You know, and Joe O is right too, man. Whether we want to believe it or not, these two teams are pretty similar. And I know they're probably saying the same thing. This is a chance for us to get well. We're saying the same thing, a chance for the Bears to win two in a row. All of that said, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time this year, your guy, Marky Mark, will be picking the Bears to win a game.
Did you just call yourself Marky Mark?
I did. I thought it was better.
Are we the Funky Bunch?
You guys are the Funky Bunch, and thanks for being that.
We kind of are.
The Bears will win 31-24. Thank you to the Funky Bunch.
I can't believe you actually picked the Bears this time.
I did.
They
I fully it. Believe the Bears are going to win this game 31-24.
Why go inside the locker room
when
you can go behind the glass? What you guys got back there?
I heard the
song.
Good vibrations.
What I saw against the Cowboy game, I know it's the Cowboys, and I know that defense had holes in it. What I saw from Caleb Williams was magic. I saw a quarterback do the things that we have been talking about, what we wanted him to do. And I saw Ben Johnson not be Luke Getsy and Shane Waldron. I saw competent play calling. I saw a great quarterback. That's all I need. This is basically a neutral site game in Vegas. So give me the Bears 27, Raiders 24. It's a close game, but the Bears go into the bye 2-2, and we talk about this team completely different than how we talked about them the first two.
You know, in Robbie this morning when...
Bear down.
When... Brad Biggs said the similarities over the years and records with the Bears and the Raiders. And then we just talked about how similar they are. You brought up Luke Getsy. Do you know what else the Bears and Raiders have in common? Luke Getsy.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He's there?
He was. It just keeps compounding on itself, Robbie. You were onto something.
All right. So our program director, Ryan Porth, got us some refreshments this morning. And for my refreshment, I said, Porth, go ahead and get me some orange Kool-Aid, baby, because that's what I'm drinking this morning. That's what I'm drinking. I am going to really buy in on the Bears building on the run game.
Whoa.
That awesome 19-play touchdown drive included 11 runs. Build on it. You know what else I loved last week? The defense getting some takeaways. I think the Bears are going to build on that. So I'm thinking... We're taking a step on offense. We're taking a step on defense again. 24-17, Bears.
Wow. Clean sweep, yo.
See, yeah, that's trouble, though. You give him a hard time about saying the Raiders are only going to score 17
and the
points.
Raiders win.
Hey,
it's because he's Ray.
and the Raiders will win like 38-34 or something wild. Yeah.
Hey.
So we all pick the Bears?
That's trouble. We all pick the Bears.
It's not great.
I don't know, man, because, you know, if it's the whole takes one to know one thing, I figure like we know them, you know?
And they can't lose this one. They just can't.
Oh, yes, they can. I just want to point out they can lose.
They're just a baby.
You can't have what we had last week and all that positive momentum and then a real chance to win two in a row and then not win the game. It's not a must win, but it's certainly a can't lose.
How much is this group?
It adds up, Marshall.
How much is everybody swayed by the fact that we know that half the crowd is going to be Bears fans?
That's a big factor. This is the perfect building block of a game because it's a road game, but it's not a true road game. It kind of gets you used to the idea of going on the road.
Yeah.
Marshall, I don't know if you said it on the air, but you texted us that it was a road game with training wheels, and I loved that.
It is!
If the Bears go 3-and-out on their first drive, will the Bears fans boo the Bears,
No, because like they went 3-and-out this last time, and then they won the game.
Yeah. Did they boo in that? There was wafts of boos when the Bears went 3-and-out.
Really?
Yeah, just not like...
You couldn't hear it on the broadcast.
I know. I'm just saying, like, you could just, like, almost like individuals that you could kind of hear from the press box, like, the boo!
I like this salty Bears crowd. I think there was a shift change that happened, a sea change in that 6-3 game that we talk about out a lot. You remember how
2019 you're talking about?
No, last year.
Seattle.
You remember how funny the crowd was? How they're like goading them to go for it or kick the ball.
Sarcasm is great.
The crowd had a major they had a major effect on the game in a fun way. I feel like that's been happening now.
Yeah. No, it has. And I would argue that it does go back, though, to 2019 is when the heavy-duty boos started. It's a healthy fear that fans have of what the Bears don't do with their quarterbacks.
So go crowd. That's really what this is about for me. Bears. Everybody going to Vegas, help us out. Cheer on your team.
Have fun in Vegas.
That part, too. Do what you want. Get weird. We're going to do that next because 5 on it is coming up. Bears questions, Cubs questions, and an NFL one as well as we get you ready for Cubs baseball here on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.